I am delighted to be joined on the line from Bouchon Jewellers in Malahide by Margaret Donlan. Margaret, good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am well and I am all the better for talking to you, my dear. Now, there is a proposal being put forward by Fingal County Council to pedestrianise New Street in Malahide. And you, along with various other business interests, are of the opinion that this will not help trade, I presume.
Exactly, yes. So currently we have a pilot scheme, a 10-week pilot, which commenced on the 15th of June, which the council introduced. So they have pedestrianised New Street, which, if anybody knows Malahide, there's a crossroads in the centre of Malahide. And if you're coming from the city centre, it's the street on the left-hand side going down towards the marina. So it is a very busy street. It had two-way traffic and it also had multi-functions. So it served as an access route to many of the other streets which run off it. So that pilot started on the 15th of June and has been in place since. And that's about it, really, at the minute.
And am I right in thinking, is my memory of it right, Margaret, that you can go down there and you can turn left and it brings you right around, I will say, at the back of that side of the town, and you can come out almost up the other end near McAllister somewhere?
Exactly, you can do that, which is a really nice drive. It's out along by the estuary and brings you back out towards Swords and, if you like, back up to McAllister's. But you can also go straight, which brings you down to the marina, where there are 400 units and obviously a lot of families living down there. At the back of New Street, there was a one-way street, which was completely, nearly 90% residential. And then on the other side, we had Town Yard Lane, which was also a downward street. So now those two downward streets have had to take all the downward traffic from the main street. And we only have one exit route, which is out St. James's Terrace, for 90% of the traffic. So it's causing extreme gridlock in the village.
I would imagine that, Margaret, because just what you're after mentioning there, and I mean, you were, I think, nearly 30 seconds listing off various places. To all of a sudden stop that must have a serious detrimental effect. I mean, traffic that needs to access that, how do they do it now? If you want to get down to the marina, how do you do it?
Well, you have to go down, you have a choice of two very narrow streets, because you can't come in by the estuary if you have any sort of a high vehicle, because it goes under the railway bridge, which is very low. So that limits it just to cars coming in along the estuary. So the other alternative is, if you have a high goods vehicle, you must come down the residential street, which is Old Street, or Town Yard Lane, which does have some residential at the end of the street. So it's causing complete misery for the people who live on Old Street, because they now have a bus, which they never had, which before the 32 bus came down New Street and turned to go back to the terminus. So it is now travelling down the residential street. And a consequence of trying to get it down the street, many car parking spaces have had to be removed. And so we had a lorry broke down on it one day, which caused a complete gridlock in the village. The bus has run into difficulties with, if there's a vehicle that's poorly parked, it's hard for them to get down. And then their schedule is disrupted. So it's just very, very difficult for everybody to work with.
Now, there's two questions that are crying out to be asked here, Margaret. One is, whose idea was this? And secondly, and maybe more importantly, was there a consultation process in place before the imposition of this trial period?
Okay, so there was a very limited consultation took place prior to this. It's really a county council initiative. and it was in. We were told that it was being introduced for COVID because of social distancing and people queuing outside streets, outside shops. And of course, we understand that and we embrace all of that. So there was a limited consultation took place, and New Street or the businesses were predominantly represented by an organisation called Shop Malahide. They voiced their opinion at that meeting, and on the following weekend, we submitted our proposal, which we thought was better, to completely closing the street. It was a suggestion of redesigning the street, you know, using the parking spaces maybe to facilitate social distancing, but definitely not full pedestrianisation. We eventually got a reply that said, no, that would not allow for tables and chairs to be put outside the businesses. Not that most of the businesses were looking for tables and chairs, but that it wouldn't fit the bill, so they were going ahead with full pedestrianisation. And since that, it has been more or less completely railroaded down the street with very little. It has changed very, very little in the weeks since it was implemented.
And how long has this venture or this...
It's a 10-week pilot. But a pilot, the idea is it's a view to permanency, and the businesses are really struggling and the residents are really struggling to work with it.
Now, the other question that begs to be asked now, Margaret, following on from that, and I do appreciate that this is going to be a very, very hard question to answer, because I don't think you really can answer, because you know, some of it could be because of this pilot scheme, more of it could be because of COVID-19. But I will ask the question anyway. How detrimental has this been to your business and other businesses in New Street?
It's been pretty catastrophic, because our commercial street has become like the park. Because it's nice for people to wander down and have a cup of coffee, and we are happy in some ways to embrace that. But unfortunately, there's a green area at the end of New Street that is currently boarded up, because Fingal County Council are also working on that. So the area that people would have previously gone down and sat on, which would have been much more sensible, is actually not there. So many people are now sitting on the street on a nice day. On a bad day, it's a ghost town. New Street is a ghost town. So I have counted like 4 people on the street on occasions when it's been wet, because the coffee shop that is on the street, there's no clients for it. The restaurant that's on the street has no clients either, because nobody wants to sit out in the rain. So, and then nobody else can use it either. So that's why it's not working for everybody.
And from its inception of the pilot scheme, Margaret, has there anybody from the council been in touch with you to monitor it and to see how it's progressing?
We have had some council officials working on the street to try and ease out the creases. But we own, like, for example, the medical hall is on the street. So that's where some of our elderly residents would come if they have an appointment. Their nearest parking spot is probably 50 metres away, and they have to go past the barricades that block the New Street, that block the entrance to New Street, to get to the medical centre. And all we have are 4 age-friendly spaces, as against we've no disabled spaces. And those age-friendly spaces can be taken by anybody as long as they pay the fee for it. So incidences like that are causing big problems for our residents. And now, our population is quite elderly. We're the 3rd eldest population in Ireland, and we want to look after them.
The other side and the other question that I have to ask you is, you know, deliveries. Like you mentioned restaurants there, no matter who you are or what you are, if you're delivering to a restaurant, you are talking about pretty bulky stuff that has to be moved in. How is that being done?
It's proven very difficult because the street is open from 5 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. For deliveries. So you can come in at the top of New Street and you have to exit at the bottom. But most of the deliveries are during the day. For the restaurants, their food is fresh and it doesn't suit. The restaurants aren't here by 10:30 in the morning to collect their deliveries. So the only way around that then, their deliveries have to come from, you know, from the spaces that are on the street off New Street. And equally for the takeaways that are on the street, there it's really difficult for them because like so many people ring the takeaway and run in, collect their takeaway and head off from home. But now you have to park so far away, those takeaways are not getting the business that they used to get. So deliveries and collections are just a nightmare. We're very lucky to have a garden centre on our street. He is really, really struggling because no one is going to carry compost and carry plants a distance back to their car. What used to happen before was people came, they looked at their plan, at his plants, they chose what they were going to purchase, they paid for it, maybe went and had a cup of coffee, had a little ramble around the shops, and then came back to Michael and said, I'm here, and he pushed everything into their car and they went home. And Michael is notorious for the service that he's always provided. And he has no way that you could get close enough to him to collect your compost or your plants.
Margaret, on a personal question, and you don't have to answer this if you choose not to. You're saying that this pilot is 10 weeks, it's a 10-week pilot programme. Can you survive 10 weeks of this in business?
Some of the businesses will not survive, unfortunately. But we have said this to the council. We have visited them in their offices. We have spoken to the officials on the street. We've asked them if they would put it back to where we were, and let's all sit down and decide what's best for the street and work together. We had an alternative proposal, but they chose not to implement that. We're not saying that we want it back as it was before completely. We're happy to sit down and discuss. We have a social media campaign running, Save Malahide Village, with an Instagram page also. We have our proposed alternatives and let's sit down and we invite the councillors to come and visit us and we'll walk them around the village. And we have had some here already and they have seen how it's not working and they can see, we can all see pluses and minuses for it and we're all willing to work together and that's what will bring the greatest success.
And from the council's point of view, what is their perceived benefits of this?
Well, they feel that it will be better for the air quality on New Street for starters. But unfortunately, the air quality on New Street may have improved, but in the surrounding streets, it's considerably damaged. So they're saying the air quality damage. They're also saying it's lovely to have an area, which it is lovely to have an area like this in the middle of the street. But this street has more functions than just what they're proposing.
Now, the other side of this, Margaret, and maybe that I have no doubt you're so articulate and up to speed on your topic here this morning with me or this afternoon with me, so I'm sure this has crossed your mind. The best day that ever was, on a good day, Malahide was a nightmare to get round. Now it must be worse, which is going to put people off going to Malahide, which in turn is going to have a detrimental effect on all the other businesses in Malahide, not alone the ones on New Street.
Exactly. Well, what's happening is that people are at home and thinking, I need something, I'll run into Malahide. It was always difficult to get into Malahide and particularly difficult at the weekends, but now it's difficult all the time. And remember, the schools aren't back. People are not going to the train station as many as they would have been before. So we don't have the full flux of the traffic at running at full power yet. But what is happening now, they're saying, oh no, don't think I'll never be able to battle my way through Malahide. I'm just going to go somewhere else. And that's what's happening. So all the businesses will eventually start struggling even more so, because it looks lovely in the summer, but it's going to be miserable in the winter.
And tell me this, Margaret, when does this pilot scheme end?
Well, at the moment, it's due to end in the middle of August. But we haven't been given assurances yet that it's going to be actually removed for further discussion, or that it's going to be left there and then discussion. We don't really know. We're still waiting on the KPIs from the council as to, you know, what are they measuring this? What is the measurement for success? Because yesterday, for example, the street was thronged with people. They were not social distancing, and it wasn't conducive to COVID. So on so many fronts, this is just so wrong.
Well, Margaret, we will, here at Near FM, continue to monitor that particular pilot scheme. And this interview, along with all the other interviews today, will be up on our podcast, on our Listen Again service. And if the council wish to come on and put their side of the argument, they are more than welcome to do so. But, Margaret, I fear, without any of these pilot schemes, I fear for a lot of businesses anyway as a result of COVID-19. But I fear even more so, if that makes sense, with these kind of restrictions and things being put in place. I mean, I would have thought that the councils around the country would have been given a diktat from the government to do everything in their power to assist businesses to get back up and running. This doesn't sound as if that is one of those proposals.
Okay, but we fear that it's so detrimental for our community as well as our businesses. That's why we are fighting this. And we would welcome, if Near FM would like to send someone out to meet us, we are, you know, more than willing to help you and to see where we're coming from. And equally, we would be delighted if you'd take an interview with the councillors or the council. It would be good to hear from everybody.
Margaret, I can assure you that I will take you up on that offer, because I don't need much excuse to travel out to Malahide, because it's absolutely gorgeous out there. Margaret,
no, thank you.
Margaret Tonlin from Bouchon Jewellery on New Street in Malahide. Margaret, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. I wish you well, and I hope to God that some sort of a compromise is found sooner rather than later, before it is too late. Margaret, thanks a million for joining me.
And thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Now, that was Margaret Donlan from Bouchon Jewellers. And I'm not going to comment further on it, but it seems to me that maybe a little bit more tact and maybe a little bit more consultation, I think is the word I'm looking for, may not have gone amiss.